get started?
Yeah, we've got a course, we can go ahead and get started.
Okay, great. All right, good morning, everyone. This is Nancy Young Oliver, Chair of the Board of Accountancy. I'm calling this meeting to order. Today is Thursday, March 3rd, 2022, and the time is 11:03. This meeting is being held via Zoom video. Please be sure to mute your mic through Zoom or unmute your phone and participate by phone. If you wish to speak, please unmute. Please do not use the chat room for any discussions. Should any technical issues arise, the meeting will be paused until it is resolved. So we'll now take roll call. Again, Nancy Young Oliver, Board Chair. Roll.
Roll, Olivia, Board Member.
Haley.
Haley Lyons, Board Member.
Amber.
Amber Daniels, Leader and Business Partner.
Angie.
Angie Hunt, Board Legal Counsel.
Sherry.
Sherry McPherson, Oregon Society of CPAs.
Jason. Can't hear you, Jason.
Jason Robinson, Board Treasurer.
Okay,
Jason Robinson, Board Treasurer.
Okay, Joe.
Joe Sullivan, Board Vice Chair.
Julie.
Julie Nadeau, Board Staff.
Joel.
Joel Parks, Board Staff.
Leah.
Leah Van Dielen, Board Staff.
Ashley. Jeremiah.
Jeremiah Lippert, Board Staff.
Great, thank you, everyone. The second agenda item is to review our agenda and ask for approval of the agenda. Is there any discussion on our agenda? Okay, is there a motion to approve the agenda as presented?
I make a motion to accept the agenda as presented.
Is there a second?
Second.
I'm seconded by Joe Sullivan. All in favor of accepting the agenda as presented, state aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion has carried. I understand that we actually do not need to meet in executive session.
Right, so today we just wanted to come back and give everybody a chance to sort of, you know, look at what the recruitment plan is, and we needed to have a second time to allow public comment on it. And then we also needed to talk about who is going to be on the recruitment committee, and then just make a few motions to approve the various things that we're doing. So I guess if we want to open it up, Nancy, if you want to open it up to just allow any public comment on the recruitment process as it's been presented.
Can I interrupt? We just had somebody join us.
I see that. I was giving you a call out there. So before I do that, Taylor Jones, would you please unmute and introduce yourself for the record? Okay, so let the record show that Taylor Jones has joined the meeting. Okay, so at this time I'd like to open it up for any public comment regarding the recruitment of the Oregon Board of Accountancy's Executive Director. Is there any public comment?
Sherry McPherson. I would just like to thank the board for their efforts in reaching out to stakeholders during the process. I know that's something you don't necessarily need to do, and so I'd just like to express sincere thank you on that.
Thank you, Sherry.
Okay, well, if we don't have any public comments, Nancy, if you want to, where we had ended on the search committee the last time was that it would be Nancy, Jason, Tanya, Joe, and possibly another person?
Yes, and so we have asked Sherry McPherson of OSCPA to be a part of the first round of the selection committee, and she has graciously agreed to offer her time and energy in that endeavor. One, the record to show that an Alexa Khan has also joined the public meeting. Alexa, you're welcome to unmute and introduce yourself if you'd like. Okay, so
we have somebody else joining right now.
Great, so we'll just go ahead and pause there for a minute. Great, so I see that James has joined us. If you'd like to go ahead and unmute yourself and introduce yourself for the record, please.
Mary, Mary.
Okay, so I think, can we kick them out? Stay away from those touches.
That's Taylor Jones, good grief. I kicked him out.
Okay.
Sorry.
I mean, you would have no idea how I've heard of these things happening.
If somebody chooses not to unmute themselves and introduce themselves, at that point, can you remove them from the meeting?
From a public meeting perspective, I don't know. I can look into that for a future meeting.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I will look into that.
At least there were no young people on the...
Yes, right.
Hey, now.
Well, now, yeah.
Wait a minute.
I'll just say, personally speaking, no minors on. Thank you.
Okay. So let's get to our order of business.
Okay.
So in the executive director recruitment, so we do have our first round of recruitment committee, which Angie, you had just read off, and I was just finalizing that Sherry has agreed to offer her time in the first round of the selection. And so we've got that set. So I will let you know.
Yeah, if we're ready, you want to go ahead and call for a motion to approve that committee.
Okay, and so can you just read off the names again?
Yeah, so it'd be Nancy Young Oliver, Jason Robinson, Joe Sullivan, Tanya, I believe it's Moffitt, and Sharon McPherson. And then in the past, I mean, you don't need to approve me, but you guys can discuss about if you want me to attend those meetings. I attend them for the hiring for Kim, so that's kind of up to you guys.
Yes, we want you to attend. So okay. Is there a motion to accept those five members on the recruitment committee?
I make a motion to accept those five members on the committee.
Is there a second?
A second.
Great. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried. Okay. Angie, did we need to review any further the plan?
We just need to also make a motion to approve the final recruitment plan. So the recruitment plan was the bigger executive, or whatever this is called. I'm not a CPA. Excel spreadsheet. It's not a Word document? I don't know what it is. So we approve that document, and then And what we've already adopted and sent out for the announcement.
Okay. So, and just so you know, after we do that, we do have one other thing, and that is the interim executive director delegated authority. I don't want to.
Yes.
Okay. So, is there a motion to accept the Board of Accountancy's executive director recruitment plan that we discussed in our last meeting, along with the recruitment notice itself?
I make a motion to accept the plan as presented and the recruitment as presented.
Second.
Is there any further discussion?
I have one quick question, just my own understanding on the actual listing. There's a comp range. Is that statutorily like defined, or is there? Is that? Thank you for shaking your head. I just wanted to make sure that's.
Yes, so we're doing quite not, I mean, you can choose where they're going to fall. Well, actually, no, you can't. Actually, your statute does allow you guys to select in the range, doesn't it, Angie?
Well, it says that the board sets the compensation, but the interpretation of that has been a little bit all over the place. So
Okay. That's
something we can look into, but I don't know. I mean, I guess one question, too, would be, like, you know, if we don't get viable candidates based on that range, is there a way to up the amount?
No. So
that was
the way it was.
That,
yeah.
yeah, the only options you would have, because this position is classified at as what used to be called a principal exec manager D, which is going through a new name allocation in the state, but all classifications have a range tied to them, and so you would have to hire within that range. And by state statute, we have to do a pay equity. So they're, the person coming in, their experience, education, and background would be compared to other principal exec manager D's across the state of Oregon. And that's how you would get their salary. Only other options are sometimes you can offer like a moving expenses, you can help with that. Trying to think of other.
Is there a way to reclassify the position?
It'll take about a year, but yes, you can.
Okay.
I don't think it's still. I know that when Kim was in this position, she had asked to have it reclassed. So it's. There might recently been reviews for reclass as denied. So I know the agency doesn't have size, scope, et cetera to reclass it up.
Okay. That's funny. Sorry.
Okay. Is there further comment? Okay, so all in favor of accepting the Board of Accountancy's Executive Director Recruitment Plan and Recruitment Notice, state aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
And those opposed? Motion has carried. Okay, so Angie, we've now hit everything on the Executive Director Recruitment?
Yes.
Okay. We now want to bring forward it so that, item number four, the Interim Executive Director Delegate Authority. And so in the COVID environment, it's been very difficult to get like settlement agreements back and forth, to me just delays the process. And so when we were delegating authority to the Executive Director to sign on my behalf, and so I want to bring it before the board today to ask you to approve and delegated authority for the Interim Executive Director. And the way the process would work is that with each instance of using that delegation, that they would first communicate with me, and I would via email approve it, and then it would go ahead and sign that, whatever that, you know, like the settlement agreements. With that noted, approval. Would there be a motion to accept delegated authority?
I have a question.
I make a motion to accept.
Somebody had a question.
So when you approve the executive director to do something on your behalf, can you explain the process or the trail if we want to go back to that approval, if it's ever questioned? You know, where are we keeping that documented? And where can we find it to present that, yes, you actually did approve this certain action?
Yeah. So what happens, the way we've been doing that, the process is, and I'm going to use the settlement agreements because that's the element that gets delegated, is that an email is sent to me by the executive director stating, it's time for you to sign the settlement agreements. Would you like me to sign on your behalf? And I respond to that email saying, yes, you can, you know, sign for me. So that email communication is there, and I haven't gotten into the weeds on how they're maintaining that, but the expectation when I previously talked with the previous executive director is that they would actually attach that email, you know, to the file so that it is on file, that delegation has been awarded. And it's each and every time something that needs to be signed by the chair, there is the email communication approving the delegation.
And that would be the BOA email that you would be using, or would that be your personal email, or?
Well, it's right now it's coming to my work. I've asked Amber to help me set up the Board of Accountancy email for the board chair, but it's just a long process, and it hasn't been in it. So right now it's my work email.
And just to clarify, too, these are the settlement agreements the board has already voted on to approve. So you guys have already reviewed them and approved them. So Nancy normally would just sign them the day of, like, you know, when we were in a board meeting, she would just sign them at the time of the meeting, and because we're not going in person.
And so, just to clarify, it would not extend to things that were, the board chair would sign off on things that were an action by the executive director. So, for example, I still sign off on all the timesheets. So I get the timesheet, I print it out, I sign it, I scan it, and then I send it back to him. So the interim executive director would not be able to sign off on their own timesheet or their own expense reimbursement, if there was an expense reimbursement. Those would still come to me, and I would go through the process of getting it signed.
Angie, you're commonly beat to believe that this is just for settlement agreements.
Right, well, so that was the other thing once we were sort of talking about this process, just to make sure you guys were okay with that. And then the other thing was that we have, like, the general overall delegation of authority that happens normally for, like, other processes and things like that. The way that we've written it up was that upon a change in executive director, the board would review it and decide if you wanted to sort of, like, continue down that route. And I just realized I did not tell Julie to send you guys the current delegation, but I can either quickly have Julie send it out, or I can kind of walk you guys through it, whichever you would prefer.
I don't know that I have that.
Okay. I can pull it up. So let's start with just the Nancy signing one. Why don't you guys do a motion on that while I pull up the other part?
Okay, but Paul, have you gotten all of your questions answered, though?
Yes.
Okay, so is there a motion?
I make a motion to accept the signing by the executive director on behalf of the chair in, I guess it's specific instances, as stated.
Yeah, and you mean the interim executive director?
The interim executive director.
Okay, is there a second?
A second.
Okay, is there any further discussion? Okay, for a vote in favor of authorizing the interim executive director with delegated authority in certain circumstances, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is carried.
Okay, so. Yeah, so typically the delegation of authority, and I'm just trying to find the most recent one that was signed, but basically it's looking at, like, so the licensing process, a review process. It's basically sort of like, you know, doing the administration stuff. So review process and determine if applications and all supporting documents submitted for licensure and renewal are complete, work with the qualifications committee as necessary, approve accommodation requests for CPA exam, extensions of exam, testing windows, and expiration dates. Do you guys want me to read them all to you? Would that be helpful?
Sure.
Okay. So, sign new reinstatement license issuance letters, including municipal licensure and firm registrations. Approve voluntary resignation requests if not connected to any pending investigation or disciplinary action. Approve active, inactive, and retired status applications. Requests for resignation and reinstatement that meet applicable requirements. Conduct continuing education random audits. Approve or deny CE reports and documentation submitted by licensees. Review and approve as necessary waiver requests of late fees or penalties, CPE as provided for in applicable board rules. So that's the delegation of authority for licensing. And then regarding complaints and contested cases, the delegation is review and decide whether to open an investigation in regards to complaints received, seek assistance from VOG as necessary, authorize or deny discovery requests submitted to the board as part of the contested case hearing process to include specifying the method, timing, and extent of any discovery, review all requests to take a deposition of a witness, and to authorize or deny any requests for depositions to include specifying the time, location, and manner of taking a deposition, decide whether to issue a subpoena for the attendance of a witness or to produce information or documents. Approve or deny requests for payment plans for civil penalties and or costs. Provide oversight of licensees who are under terms of probation or supervision. Publish final disciplinary actions on the website and other relevant publications. Subsequent to a board vote in public session, draft, issue, and execute a notice, stipulated agreement, final order, cease and desist order, or other legal instrument based on the board's determined action in conjunction with the agency's AAG. Sign emergency suspension notices as directed by the board. Upon board determination of sufficient evidence of a violation, the executive director will determine the level of discipline and negotiate the settlement agreement. The settlement and final order will be approved by the board. So that's probably the one that is kind of the most, has a little bit more leeway. But so basically the way this has kind of worked is that, the executive director, Jeremiah, will, work with the licensee that they're working on a settlement with and, come up with a number. And then it always comes back to you guys for approval before it gets finalized. And then the general delegation of authority is exercise managerial oversight over board employees, accounting, and payroll. Enter into contracts on behalf of the board in accordance with applicable state of Oregon procurement laws and rules. Delegate to staff as necessary tasks delegated to the executive director. Review requests for public records and determine documents subject to disclosure and documents that need not be discussed by laws per those statutes. I don't want to go through the whole thing. The executive director will present any unusual circumstances to the board for review or ratification as needed. Responsible for all administrative matters relative to the operation of the board. Oversee all financial matters relative to the operation of the board, with the exception of approving the board's operating budget in accordance with applicable laws and rules. And Department of Administrative Services CFO and SFS guidelines. Including the Oregon State of Accountancy Manual, and consistent with the internal controls processes established by the board's limited scope consulting project. Any approval of payments to the executive director is excluded from this delegation. Sign and file notices of rulemaking hearing, and temporary rules. So those are the things that are delegated specifically to the executive director to do. So generally, it's just the sort of day-to-day operations of the board. But I wanted to give you guys a chance to see if there was anything that gave you pause that you did not want to delegate out to the interim at this time. Nobody?
I don't see any reason why we should not delegate the whole entire thing to the interim director.
So then we would need a motion to basically approve the delegation of authority to the interim.
I make a motion to delegate. Go ahead, Nancy.
Sorry, I thought we just took a vote on that.
You delegated for you for that. We were just talking about specifically about that signing
authority. Okay, so it's the whole. Okay, go for it, Daisy.
We can't hear you.
I think there's a pause.
Did I leave you out?
Yeah, but you're back now.
Okay. I'll try this again. I make a motion to accept the general delegated authority as presented for the interim executive director.
I'll second.
Okay. Is there any further discussion? Okay, for those in favor, state aye. Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? The motion has carried. Okay, we've already taken public comment more than what we wanted.
Yeah.
And so, just the last thing on our list, unless there's any other comments by board members, is that our next board meeting is June 23rd, 2022, for the recruitment subcommittee. I'll be communicating with you as soon as we have a pool of viable candidates. And the recruitment is open for one more week. My gut tells me we're going to end up extending that for probably another 4 weeks. And I will be in contact with you at that time. So with that, the meeting adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks. Have a good day.
An unforgettable one.